Welcome to Light Talk, a podcast series exclusively for members of the American Society for Laser Medicine and Surgery. Light Talk supports the mission of ASLMS, which is to promote excellence in patient care by advancing biomedical application of lasers and other energy-based technologies worldwide. We hope you enjoy this edition of Light Talk with our host, Dr. Utpal Patel.
Well, it's a great honor and pleasure to have Dr. Bernstein here with us today at the 2015 ASLMS annual meeting. You're a world leader in the laser field, so you don't need any introduction, but still, if you could just give us tell us a little bit about yourself, that'd be good.
Sure. My mother would describe me as a world leader. That's about it. I run a practice in Philadelphia, suburbs of Philadelphia. It's pure laser and aesthetics. I have a facial plastic surgeon, a laser nurse, and two RN aestheticians who happen to also be RNs who work with me in the practice. We have a lot of laser devices, over 30. You certainly don't need that many, but it's a lot of fun. So my practice is 100% limited to laser and energy-based devices. Dr. Bloom, our facial plastic surgeon, does facial plastic surgery as well as injectables. And I get a lot of help from Lisa, our laser nurse, Lisa Baselvecchio. She's amazing. And then it's kind of an integrated approach. You know, someone walks in the door, you like to have all the tools at your disposal. And now I think we do.
Now that's that. You know, you have a practice that many of us strive to have. So one day we will learn from you. And you've been very successful as building a great clinical practice that's incorporated a lot of this laser technology. How have you come to this point? What's the journey been like?
Well, the journey for me has been wonderful. I actually came to dermatology through the laser world first. I started using lasers, you probably weren't born, a long time ago at the National Institutes of Health, looking at photodynamic therapy a long time ago. And so I fell in love with lasers and light-based devices. And so my interest started even before that in physics. So I guess the one thing I would say is you have to pursue your passion. So people that strive to have a practice like mine need to have a passion for lasers and light sources. Every day when I'm using these lasers and watching the reaction in the tissue closely, which I do, and you know, it seems ridiculous. You've done it a million times. How can it be interesting? But it's fascinating that you can treat the skin, the blood vessel disappears, the tattoo ink reacts, the scar, you know, turns color, but the surrounding skin is untouched. The science and the biology of, you know, physics and biology together, it's just fascinating. So the one thing I would say is pursue your passion and it'll take you in a direction that's always fun and exciting. So I look forward every day, you know, what am I going to see that's new? And one of the most exciting parts is doing research on new devices.
Right.
You get a laser, no one else, or an energy-based device that nobody's ever used. You know, we use our knowledge based on all the years to know where to start. Usually we start with ourselves, our sales rep or the engineer that invented it. They're our first patient. I have three words of wisdom or words of advice for my, or command actually, that I give to my sales people. They tell me they have a new device. I say, have a seat because you're going to be my first patient.
You know, I think that those are things that excites all of us. The passion you speak about, you notice that at the ASLM meeting. As I've been talking to many of these speakers, I'm learning about all the devices, the uses that can come out of. People are using for cardiology purposes, musculoskeletal purposes, dermatology, cosmetic procedures, you know. And you personally are chairing the cutaneous skin surgery section at the 2015 annual meeting. Can you give us the highlights from that session?
Well, you just highlighted one of the highlights. You know, the ability. So to me, the highlights are always the people first. Mm-hmm. And so the ability for people from different specialties to interact. And that's a focus of the ASLMS going forward. To bring not only bring in more specialties, cardiology, orthopedics, urology, dental, all sorts of specialties. But then instead of having separate meetings, to have them all interact with one another. One of the keynote addresses by Dr. Brian Zelickson talked about a device to treat Barrett's esophagus. It's a GI device co-developed by Dr. Zelickson and Dr. Gans, a GI physician and a dermatologist. So I think when you mix people from different specialties, great things happen. The other exciting, second exciting point really, sitting on the panel, listening to these great abstracts, fascinating talks, is that so many of our speakers are from around the world. So when you bring people here that are really from an international environment, you have drastically different ways of treating people when you reach across the ocean. So the ability to learn from other physicians from all over the world and then extend it to the even better part of making friendships, traveling, seeing the world ourselves, collaborating, it's just wonderful. There have been so many great abstracts. You know, it's hard to pin down from the, obviously, picosecond laser is a big topic, energy-based devices for body contouring. We just had a talk on huge follow-up, you know, 10-year follow-up on laser hair removal. Came from Austria. What a fantastically long follow-up. We don't usually get to see robotics from Mark Avram. I could go on for days, but what I hope to convey is the excitement, and you can't experience it from reading a journal, looking online. You got to go to the meeting, interact with the people, see the companies that make the devices, hold, you know, touch, feel the devices, and speak to your colleagues that are using them. Get real advice from real people and make friends. It's awesome.
No, I think what you said, I've noticed that as a young clinician, I'm seeing a lot of them people come in, talk about wonderful uses that you never think about. It gives you excitement. You want to go back to your clinical practice and do some more of it yourself and try out new things. I think that's the greatest thing about the laser and light technology. And we're only probably scratching the surface of that. You probably have a lot more to say about that, but I sounds like it's probably still, we're only at the top of what we can do.
Well, of course, we're, you know, there's an explosive growth in lasers and energy-based devices now. So it's, every year I say, this is the most exciting time to be in the field. And every year I'm right. Because it's like, sort of like the tech field, computers. It's just going straight up like a rocket. Like a laser, straight up like a laser.
That's great. Well, thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with us today. It was a pleasure and a personal honor to speak with you. You've been a hero of mine. I've been following you for about 10, 15 years since I was a student in Philly. So that's wonderful to finally meet and talk to you.
Well, I hope you make it back to Philly. I apologize for the snow, but we could use you up there.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Light Talk, a podcast series from the American Society for Laser Medicine and Surgery. Visit aslms.org for updated podcast releases and current member information.